Well, bro, welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always, all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, man. Tomorrow will mark a month since my father passed. Tomorrow will mark a month since my father passed away, and I've been trying to. I saw my uncle E, do an episode today, host it. And I knew eventually I was gonna do one. You know when I was gonna do it, and talk about it. My dad was sick. He never told me. He didn't have to tell me. I knew. You know, and my dad had prostate cancer a couple years ago, and years ago, and. You know, doctors gave him 2 years to live. He seen 12 of them. But he passed last month. And trying to understand. I'm talking from like a podcast perspective. I fucking hate this. I miss my dad, man. I'm not even gonna. I miss my dad. There's a lot of shit going on, and I just wish I could just get text me, and you know, tell me like, "Yo, B, you watch? Dude, you watching?" You know what I'm saying? And I call him when I'm driving somewhere. Just to talk to him, hear his voice. And, yeah, you know, I said when he passed, I'm never going to hear him call me dead again. That was my nickname for him. And, this has been a hard month. It's been a hard month. It's been a very fucking difficult month. I ain't even gonna lie. It's been fucking hard. I try not to get to try not. I'm trying to. Stay positive. I was about to say stay positive. I can't even do that. Again, I'm falling into this fucking podcast shit again. This is a hard episode to do. This is a very hard episode. Like I said, I knew I was gonna be. I knew I was gonna do it eventually. It's just like fuck. Dad's not here anymore. My dad is gone. And as much as I wish I could bring him back and talk to him and see him, all I got is pictures. My uncle talked about him today on his podcast, and then I like want to go watch that video they did together. And just to see him, like physically see him, his voice. Seeing him. Man, what I would do to get to see that man's voice right now, man. I'm sorry, people watching this shit. It's just and seeing that man talking. That his arms fold up. That hit me. Like I said, it's been a hard month. I've been depressed, and I know I have been. I've been trying to like go through the motions every day, and just like there's a piece of me that's gone, and you're trying to, you try to like tell yourself all the bullshit people tell you. You're gonna heal and it's gonna get better and you just not, no, I'm not. It's that shit is gone. Like it's not. I'm not, man. It's just there's things in a lifetime that I'm never gonna be able to experience with my dad again. And that shit is hard to understand. You're just never gonna understand it. You know, if you lost a parent, then you understand what I mean by that. But like, there's some shit in life that I'm never gonna be able to experience with my dad again. WrestleMania happened, and my dad was the reason for why I love wrestling so much. And I know the NBA playoffs are happening right now. The Pelicans are in the playoffs. I would love to just text him and talk about the game. And it's not there anymore. The last place he visited before he passed away was Vegas. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. It's little shit, and you try to wrap your head around it, you try to. My biggest fear is one day losing his voice. I've heard people say, once I got older, I couldn't remember my parents' voice or my partner's or somebody, you know what I'm saying? They love voice. I couldn't hear it. I can't remember it. That's my biggest fear, is like not remembering my dad's voice. But like I said, I've been seeing him today on my uncle's podcast. I was like, shit, that's me. It's like, shit, that's me. Going to the funeral, man, and that whole day, that whole fucking week was weird. So fucking weird, man. Just the drive to New Orleans was fucking weird, man. I hated it. I hated it. Hated that shit. Getting dressed, going to the funeral. You go outside and I see my uncles and my cousins and my aunts. sister, you want to hold on, you want to like not, hold your emotions as much as you can. And then, you get around, go inside, and man, see my dad in the casket. See my dad in the casket. Knowing that's the last time I'm gonna see him, physically see him. And I'm trying not to cry. I'm trying not to, show the emotion. I did. That was the hardest day, 'cause I could feel my body. I could feel my body being like, it's okay. Let it cry. Go ahead. Like, it's okay. And then, my niece. Kids don't give a shit about what you're going through. But my niece, we went into like this prayer room, before we went to the funeral, and everything. And just sitting there with the family and praying. Whether we bowed heads and got up and looked up, and the thing that broke me, the day I heard that he passed, it was the same thing that broke me when I saw it. And that's when I saw my brother Ricky. I saw him crying. I'm like, man, that's, oh shit, like, this is gonna be hard. And that's what made me cry. I knew my dad, my mom told me that he had passed. And I went back to sleep, and my eyes shot open. I'm like, wait, what'd she just say? You processing, and then she's like, and you're like, well, what'd she say? And man, I got up and grabbed my phone, and then I got on Facebook. I don't know why, but I got on Facebook and just started scrolling, and then I started seeing my other sister post, my father, and then my own uncles and aunts, and I'm like, oh shit, cousins, and I'm like, oh fuck. And then I saw my brother post it, and I just started crying. I couldn't. I went and read, my dad's text messages he sent me last time we talked and stuff, and just was crying, man. You try to like, go through the motions of the day, and you're trying to be here physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but it something's off, man, and you can feel it. And now I see, when people lose a loved one, like a loved one, man, it's just hard, bro. Again, I'm trying to. Things first. I've talked about my dad a couple times here and there on certain podcast episodes. I've just never done one about him and everything. Tried to talk at his funeral, and I did, and just it was hurt. It hurt me. Talk about him and him not being there, and yeah, I haven't cried like that, and I haven't cried like this in a minute. It's a constant reminder. My dad's not here, and it's just you're just trying to, you're trying to understand what's going on. And fuck, it sucks because this is your new reality. But a lot of my, family members are getting older. This is hard, man. I never thought that, well, I did, but just like, losing a parent is hard. It's just hard. It's difficult. It's damn near difficult. It's shit is hard, bro. It's just hard. Tomorrow mark a month since my dad passed away. Tomorrow mark a month since my father passed away. This is a pretty hard, month. It's gonna be a hard journey, man. This is not fun. This is I lost my father, man. That's not something I just you just get up and be like, all right, that's nah, man. I closed my eyes at night. Talked to my dad. Because that's the only time I get a chance to talk to him now, But, yeah, he was sick. I know he was sick. And he's not in pain anymore. And that's what people tell you. He's not in pain anymore. But he's not here. And that's a different type of energy. You don't need to understand. Like, he's not here. So, yeah, I mean, for me personally, man, losing my father it's been hard for me, man. And I wish it wasn't, this hard, but it is, man. It's very fucking hard. To my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, cousins, my dad meant a lot to us. He meant a lot to us. My dad, man, told me a lot of times, man, how proud he was of me, how much he loved me, how much this, me doing podcasts, he was very proud of me. And I got that a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very blessed to have that in my life a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I got a chance to tell them how much I love them, I kissed my dad on his forehead and told him I loved him, thank him for being my dad. So yeah. It's been a bad time for me. I ain't gonna lie. But this podcast lives on for him. I know a lot of times when traumatic shit happens, people just start to just take away everything that really matters because the one thing is gone. But the one thing that my dad loved to see me do was this. And I feel like I gotta go harder now for him. I gotta go crazier. I gotta do the podcast a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? This weekend, hopefully, I re-energize myself into knowing and understanding that what I need to continue to do with this podcast. But one thing I will always say is that my dad loved this and loved me doing this. So I think he was. If I had to say, I think he's very happy that I get a chance to live my dream and do what I want to do with my life, and I think he's pretty happy that his baby boy got something to do with his life. So that's one thing I'm very proud that, I get a chance to do. So, yeah. To my father, man. To my pops. I love you. Miss you. And I'll see you one day. Till next time, man. It's Brandon Janu. Brandon Janu Show. Peace.